Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, welcome. Thank you so much for checking me out and seeing what's going on over here. And if you are an OG, welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here for some more gems. And in today's episode, I want to take you through my process. I know some of you may follow me on social media. Some of you may be on my email list, and some of you are here on this podcast and you're thinking, Natasha, you do a lot of talking about pleasure and you talk about your clients, but how are you helping your clients? What are you walking them through so that they start having these boundaries and having these transformations and changes and thriving in their lives? So in this episode, I want to take you through my framework, which is the Unapologetic Release Map. So this framework I designed specifically for Black women to reclaim their power, to start prioritizing pleasure, and to start cultivating like this deep sense of self-worth and self-esteem. It definitely taps into the unique experiences and challenges faced by Black women, and it gives this roadmap, it gives this path to help them navigate their journey towards having like a more liberated and fulfillment of life. This is a framework that I created based off of what I did to get to where I am today, to get to a place where I love my life and I find the pleasure in all of it, even on the days that seem hard, even if it's the smallest, you know, we talk about the mustard seed, the smallest bit of pleasure, I can find it in the worst of moments. And I can't say that that's something I've always been able to do. There are times where I have sat in the funk of what is not working, how I felt miserable, how I felt unhappy, and was always looking for external factors to help me feel better, not just feel better about life, but to feel better about myself, to feel better about my relationships, to feel better about just who I am and how I show up in this world. And so when I started doing that work, I started incorporating that work with my clients, with my therapy clients, and with my coaching clients. And I have been able to see massive transformations with my clients. I think there was a time when I first started doing this where I saw the results that my clients were getting, but it was just that's a fluke. You know, I never took ownership of my role in these women and couples being able to make different decisions, choosing different behaviors, making a conscious and intentional effort to go in a different direction. And now I own that. I am good at what I do. I'm saying it again, I'm good at what I do. And I don't necessarily feel like I always have to be humble about that, because I've helped hundreds of women and couples. I've never taken the time until recently to actually look back on all the clients that I've helped since I've been in this arena, since I've been in this niche. I've helped hundreds and hundreds of people in some shape or form recognize their worth, recognize their boundaries, recognize their wants, their needs, and their desires. And I don't take that lightly. I don't take that lightly at all. And if you're a listener and I've helped you in any type of way, that's what I'm here for. And I hope, especially through this podcast, that you can take things away and actually implement them into your life. That's my goal. It's always going to be about action when working with me. We can talk and talk and talk all day. We can research and research and research all day, read the books, listen to the podcasts. But until you start definitely putting hands with a pedal to the metal or something like that, but being hands-on, you're not going to see the fruits of your labor from all the learning and listening and receiving of information that you've been doing. So let me get off my soapbox. I do want to take you into my framework and give just a little bit of a sample of what it is that I'm doing and why it's important in the work that I do with my clients. So the first part of the unapologetic release map is her story. I incorporated this into my framework because in order to know where we're going, we have to know where we've come from. A lot of times we think that the decisions that we make and the moves that we make and the stories that we tell ourselves, they are our stories. When it comes to working hard and being the strong Black woman and putting ourselves on the back burner for others, we think that that's just something that we do. But as you've heard me say before, those behaviors and those stories come from a long line of ancestors and generations that didn't have a choice but to do those things. So it's important for us to understand our ancestors and our lineage and our generational history to get a clear understanding of why these behaviors and these stories are so deeply rooted in us and why it's so hard for us to prioritize pleasure. Once you have a clear understanding of where it comes from, you understand that you can change it. And a lot of us, I include me in this, we are the first generation curse breakers. To prioritize pleasure as a Black woman, you are breaking a generational curse. I'm pretty sure you can identify every matriarch in your life that has not done this, that has put her family first, that has put her relationship first, that has put survival first, even when she was down and out and just like couldn't do it anymore. She mustered up whatever tiny bit of energy that she had to put it on someone else. And I know that some of you have probably seen people expire because of this dedication. And so you have to know where you come from. It's important. It's imperative for us as Black women who are trying to understand why we are the way that we are, especially when our history is constantly being threatened or being erased. You got to understand where you're coming from. So that's the first part of the framework. Then we go into self-worth. Now, this pillar focuses on helping you recognize your worth and understanding that pleasure is your birthright and there's nothing that you have to do to earn it. Again, that goes back into the history. Everything that was done up until now, we felt like we had to earn. You have to work twice as hard to get half as much of people, you know, that don't look like you. And I am in the process of unsubscribing from that. I don't want to do twice as much. I no longer want to believe that I want to work, that I have to work twice as much. I don't want to do that anymore. But in order for me to do that, I have to understand my worth. I have to understand that, and I have to teach my clients that just because society has these narratives about who we are and what our value is, by the way, the message is that our value is only in what we can do and produce for other people. We don't have to subscribe to that. We can change that story. Now, what makes this hard is we don't necessarily have a lot of role models to show us what this looks like. It's getting better. I definitely can say the people that I follow and the mentors that I have and the coaches that I've had, we're getting better with understanding our self-worth, but there is so much history that has to be unlearned to understand and develop this strong sense of self-worth. Now, under the self-worth pillar, which I will dive a little deeper into in another episode, there are so many elements. There's finances, there's achievements, there's careers, there's so many subtopics to go under self-worth. And each of them are very important to the overall value of you and being able to provide you with the tools and the techniques and the practices to continue to develop that relationship with your self-worth. And so third, there's pleasure. Pleasure is, you know, the podcast is Owning Your Pleasure as a Black Woman. I have a strong connection to pleasure. Now, you've heard in previous episodes that pleasure is so much more than sex. It's so much more than being in the bedroom and getting them cheeks clapped, okay? Pleasure is a feeling of happiness, happy satisfaction, and enjoyment. That can be anything, which is why you hear me talk so much about finding your pleasure, doing more of that thing that feels good to you, whether it's going outside and feeling the breeze in your hair, whether it's drinking some tea, whether it's taking a nap, whether it's being in community with someone that makes you feel good and makes you feel empowered. Pleasure is your birthright. Again, it's another one of those instances where you don't have to do anything, right? You don't have to earn pleasure. You can wake up every day and choose pleasure. I think what it comes down to is understanding what it is that you want, what it is that you need, and what it is that you desire. Hey sis, if you are a high achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. That's why in order to get to this place, you have to understand, you see how these pillars start to build on each other. You have to understand the history to determine, are the stories that I carry something that I want, or is the story that I carry something that somebody else wants? Because I'm living their dream for them. Am I worthy? Like, do I value myself and find the worth in myself to give myself this pleasure, which could be taking a week off, using that PTO, quitting that job, leaving that relationship, taking that time for yourself without guilt, without shame of going to go take that vacation by yourself or going to go take a vacation at all, right? So the pleasure pillar explores the multiple dimensions that come with pleasure, and it highlights the significance of it in your life as a Black woman, being able to communicate it, right? Once you go through and you understand what you want and you understand what you need and what you desire, then you have to be able to communicate it, because what we fail to realize, because we have so much noise, because we've been through so much and there's been so much trauma, we fail to recognize that there are people out here in this world who want to please us. There's somebody out there that would love to do everything necessary to please you and make sure that you have everything that you need and you want, to give you that soft life, right? To allow you to step into your feminine, to be able to receive, to let go, to relax, to be in flow. There is someone out there, but you have to have the boundaries to keep away the people that don't want to provide that for you. You have to be able to use your throat chakra to be able to say, this is what I want. This is my expectation. This is my standard. And I'm willing to stand on it. And you have to be able to receive. You have to be open. You have to be able to trust. You have to be able to feel safe. And that goes into that self-worth, valuing being taken care of, valuing asking for help. That's all part of pleasure. And I know some of you are listening to this like, oh, Natasha, this is far more than I was expecting in the pleasure realm, which is understandable because all we talk about is how much pleasure coincides with sex. And I just want to have a deeper conversation about what pleasure is, what it could be, and also what it could be in the bedroom, because sex doesn't always have to be the physical penetration. There's so many other elements to sex and intimacy that are completely glossed over because all we think about is the basic form of sex. So, and again, I'm going to get into each one of these pillars separately in the next few episodes to give you a more of a clear understanding of what's going on, how we got here, and what happens once you start transforming your life in these areas. Okay. So don't be like, Natasha, you're going too fast. You don't need to. I got you. In this moment, I just want you to hear and receive and marinate on this information, on this framework. So the final pillar of the unapologetic release map that I take my clients through is self-intimacy. And self-intimacy allows Black women to cultivate this nourishing and connecting relationship with yourself, right? It encourages you to develop a relationship with you, the good, bad, and the ugly, having that unconditional love for yourself, which is going to deepen your connection to yourself. It's going to deepen your love for yourself, and it's going to deepen the care that you take care of yourself, right? We teach people how to treat us. So if you out here treating yourself like your worst enemy, you can't necessarily expect someone to treat you any different because they're watching you. They're watching you. When you carry yourself and you treat yourself and talk to yourself and tend to yourself like your own best friend, when you're catering to that inner child, that inner teen, that inner young adult, that inner present self, and you're giving yourself what it is that you need, not what you think you need, not what someone tells you you should need, but really tapping into your body, into your intuition, into your spirit, and just like, what do I want right now? And not shaming yourself. And not judging yourself for whatever comes up, just honoring it. The experience, I don't even have a word for it. It's fulfilling, right? You're building this strong foundation for everything moving forward in your life, personally and professionally. Because what we have to remember, even with using this framework, this starts to ripple, right? Like the picture that I have in my mind right now when I think about this framework and when I think about helping my clients is throwing a stone, skipping stones. So when you skip a stone, you have the ripple go out into the water. And just imagine yourself as the stone, and the ripples are all the other areas of your life, your finances, right? Like this framework will definitely help with your finances. It'll help with your relationships with your partner, with your family, with friends, with your kids, with coworkers. It helps with your spirituality. It helps with how you show up at work. It helps with how you have fun and your environment and your health and your spirituality and your personal development. Like it just, these are the ripples. And not only are these the ripples, but the people that come in contact with you when you start working through these pillars with me, it ripples throughout your community. It ripples through everyone that comes in contact with you because they see what you're doing. They see the changes. They see the abundance. They see the way that everything just flows and falls into your lap. And they can be like, well, how do I do that? How do I get that? Girl, why are you glowing so much? Why are you singing when you walk? What are you doing? Let me see. Point me in the right direction. And so when you start pointing people in the right direction, they start doing their work. And then someone else sees them doing it and they have the same questions. And you are, without even thinking about it, just by working on yourself, healing the bits and pieces of your community. And it doesn't take a lot of your energy. All you've done to create this ripple effect in your community is pour into yourself unapologetically. You've released. There's so much release that happens in my work. There's so much release that happens with my clients. And there's so much space to do or to not do. And that's, I love this framework. I constantly use this framework. I'm not above using my framework for myself. When I'm talking to my friends, this is a framework that I go through. Definitely my clients. Like I live by this framework because it works. It transforms. It gives you a life that you could only dream of and a life that you don't need a vacation from, because it all allows you to prioritize and focus on yourself. So again, the unapologetic release map is what I use to move my clients through their goals. So we have the pillar of her story, understanding the history, how we want to prioritize our pleasure, our self-worth, right? Being able to develop a strong sense of self-worth and value, pleasure, exploring pleasure, reclaiming pleasure in all aspects of your life, and then self-intimacy, which is cultivating that nourishing and connecting relationship with yourself, that unconditional self-love. It is aimed to empower Black women. It is aimed to empower you. It is aimed to empower me to unapologetically embrace your pleasure, your worth, and your self-intimacy. It is the roadmap for your personal growth and your liberation, right? And it's going to support you as you navigate this unique space, this unique journey towards your self-empowerment and that satisfaction and that fulfillment, that peace, that contentment that it is that you're looking for, right? So action, where do you feel like in your life you need to put the most focus? Do you need to understand your history more to figure out how you got here and how you can move differently? Do you need to dive deeper into your self-worth, maybe? Do you need to focus more on your pleasure? Do you need to have more fun? Do you need to be grounded more? Or do you need to pour back into yourself? Do you need to rebuild the connection and the self-love and the self-care to yourself through self-intimacy? So I would love to hear where in this particular framework you fall. If you enjoyed these gems and you want to keep the conversation going and you're like, Natasha, I want to work on this. Like, your framework is what I need. It's what I've been looking for. Head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's get started on this journey. Let's start running through this map. And allow yourself help, right? We go into the pleasure and the intimacy and understanding your worth and allowing yourself to ask for help, allowing yourself to ask for support. You don't have to do this on your own. I am here. I have people in my arsenal. I have resources that can help you get to where you're trying to go. You do not have to do this alone. It's so much harder doing it on your own. And I can tell you from personal experience of going through this alone, it takes so much longer and it feels so much lonelier. And on those really hard days, you lose the motivation and the discipline to keep going. And so that accountability is always amazing when you have someone in your back pocket where it's like, I'm having a really hard day. I don't feel motivated. I can't connect to myself. I don't feel the love. What do I do? And having someone there to problem solve and talk you through that. So thank you so much for listening. I hope this was helpful. I hope that you really do sit and take some time to figure out where you want to do some tweaking, where you want some support, and definitely reach out, have a conversation. My information is in the show notes. You can holler at me over at TikTok. You can shoot me an email and you can go to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure. And let's keep the conversation going. Let's keep the support and the accountability and the empowerment going. Until next time, have a great one. I love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.